Dude, it's here. The Mason game, it's here.
I thought it was the pizza. We just ordered it. I was like, damn, Domino's is delivering quickly.
We're going to need to put some pizza back because you can guarantee we'll be at Fats chugging some brews. So, Mason versus Towson Tigers.
Season opener at Eagle Bank Arena tonight.
Game one.
How siced are you?
I could not be more excited. I actually think that we're going to pull a win out tonight. I think that the crowd is going to be behind the players. I think we're going to get a great student attendance.
But yeah, I agree. I think the crowd's going to be hyped. It'll be lit. It'll be whatever you want to call it. But this is against a team that we used to own. I mean, we won, I think, like 20 straight games against them. But I think lately we've been losing to them, including last year's 20-point blowout loss up in Towson.
Because are they still in the CAA?
They are.
Right. So we used to play them all the time. And, sure. And from what I remember, we had their number. But I think tonight we return to a winning fashion against them.
But look at this. I'm just looking at last year's results. They were 20-13. They're legit. Like, they're not a pushover CAA team. I mean, this is a team that could probably compete with some A-10 teams.
And tell me, did they lose anybody last year? What is their lineup looking like?
Out of their top five leading scorers, they lost two of them. So they're returning three. That's not bad, including their leading scorer, who averaged about 14. So if you look out for William Adelamoda, it's a weird last name. But this is the sixth year with Pat Skeery, their coach. So he's been trending upwards since they started 1-31 in his first year.
Yeah, they've had three seasons of winning records since then.
Right. So they're legit. I mean, let's not just write them off as Towson.
So in previous years, we've lost some games that we thought we should win, and it kind of deflated the crowd. I think tonight
that was the last two season openers versus Colgate and I think Cornell.
Right, and so I think we're going to change that up. I think our players look siced. I mean, if you listen to our last couple podcasts, you can tell that we're very excited about the upcoming freshmen and also the sophomores as well. So we predict a win.
We do. You do. I don't.
Well, what do you? Okay, so I'm saying 76-70. Mason pulls out the win.
Wow. I'm gonna go. We put up maybe 64 points. They put up 72.
Ooh. So.
And I'm just saying we're gonna have some jitters. You know, I don't know. We just never deliver anymore in the season opener. Prove me wrong, though. Prove me wrong. But I don't know. I don't see it.
And at this point, we pretty much know the starting lineup, right?
But of course we do. But it's young, And I think we worked out an acronym for that starting lineup. It's OMG AJ. Oh, my God, AJ. So that's Otis, Marquise, Jair, Grayer, Abram, and Jenkins. That's our starting five.
So, oh, my God, AJ, which player are you most excited for in the starting lineup? Just like as a fan perspective.
Marquise.
Okay.
yeah, I like how serious he took that. But I'm most excited. Marquise, I don't know. When he does play, he's explosive. When he's healthy, he can take over the game. He could score at will. He showed that in the scrimmages. He could rebound. He could block shots.
He's probably our best defender.
Yeah.
At least at the guard position. He's the oldest. He's probably the most savvy.
Yeah.
I would say I'm probably most excited for Abram. I'm excited to see what he does as a stretch four. I'm excited to see how many minutes he gets and how they kind of run that big man rotation all in general.
Let's not forget that Mason did play Virginia Tech in a close scrimmage, and Abram, I believe, was like 3 of 3 from 3-point.
Right.
I don't know. He was pretty hot. He scored like 12 points or something. But
yeah, I think he was 5 of 7 total.
Yeah, so he could deliver. He could be that, secret weapon.
He just looks really athletic. He can jump really high. I hope that he's big enough to guard the other fours in the league and in college basketball, and we're going to find that out tonight.
And last year, he kind of became our dunker.
No
one else was really dunking, so he just can kind of bring some of that energy,
Yeah, and It's been hard to get excited for game one, but you know what? We're going to forget about history for a second. It's Mason basketball time. We've been waiting.
Get ready!
We've been waiting a while for this, and we've been waiting a while to look good. And I'm hoping, even if we lose some close games, that we just look like a more put together team than we did under Hewitt.
That's every single fan in Mason Nation. We don't have to win the games necessarily, just look good, at least right. Doing whatever.
Fight, play hard. I mean, some of those, during the Hewitt era, we didn't even have a chance with 10 minutes to go. And right. So I just want it to be exciting. Now, meanwhile, we can't get to, like, old By George would be screaming at refs, going hard, high-fiving, throwing the papers up for big dunks and stuff. But now we're going to be covering the game for you on the sideline, asking the tough questions to Paulson post-game. Right. So we're a little bit different, and we're still trying to understand it. This is our first year. We have full season-long credentials. So sure. we'll be on the baseline, the sideline, snapping pictures all season long. So it's a little bit different for By George as well, coming from a new perspective. But I got to say, we're very excited to be a part of the direction.
Sure. Yeah, we are all very excited.
Right. Okay. So tell us, there's some things, you know, we're dropping this for you the day of. We're recording
right.
this.
We're hoping that you're in your car right now, stuck in traffic, probably on 66 or Braddock somewhere, but you're listening to us right before you go into either your pregame spot or Eagle Bank Arena.
And there's a couple giveaways and stuff going on today, Jones. Why don't you tell the fans about
it? So this year, Mason's celebrating 50 years of Mason basketball, so they're going to be giving away some t-shirts for season ticket holders and mini plan holders. So yeah, you get a free shirt.
You know, last year we never collected one of those items. Right. We could have gotten four. Actually, the past three seasons, we could have gotten a total of 12 items. We've picked up zero.
Right.
So obviously Mason's doing something to not get us to go, but whatever. So yeah, go get your free shirt.
Get your free shirt. And then I think Mason students get their Gold Rush shirts. So
ooh.
Yeah, if you're in the Gold Rush bit, yeah,
and where,
sure.
And where do they go? Where do they go to get that?
I don't know.
You do know?
Does it really matter? I mean, I see it here, but it doesn't matter.
It's in the
no
JC.
Gold Rush person is listening to this podcast. But sure, go to the Johnson Center North Plaza. Yeah, big freaking.
And Chris, where will we be enjoying our pregame ritual this evening?
I think we go to Fats.
Right. So
it's legit.
I think all of you, if you paid attention to By George last year, you know that we were at Hard Times doing pregame happy hour, and we had some good turnout, but
it bombed.
And so we're probably not going to be doing that again. So make sure you pay attention, because we will periodically go to different spots. One of our favorite spots is Hard Times.
That's a good wings. Good. All legit wings. Get the Texas wings.
Yep. Grab yourself a $3 tall boy. Ooh. But we've started to fall in love with Fats. Why? For me, I love
cheap.
The free popcorn.
Free popcorn, get the peanuts, throw them on the ground, and the beer's cheap.
And judging from our Instagram?
And you can kind of also walk there.
And there's a bunch of sillies that go there.
Damn.
So I'm excited. Guys, get pumped up. Get amped up.
He scared the hell out of me.
It's time, baby, and I think we're going to pull out a win tonight.
Let's do it!
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold said so.
Lights. All of the lights.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need. Want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl. She called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. Headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights. All of the lights.
Life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all
order. Public visitation. We met at Borders. Told her she'd take me back. I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes. I bumped my head. And court sucked me dry. I spent that bread. She need a daddy. Baby, please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life.
The songs featured today were Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine and All of the Lights by Kanye West.